Hi, everyone. This is Michael Skye from VisionForce. We're doing another podcast today in line with our Prosperity for All 2008 event this June 10th to 15th, 2008 in Austin, Texas, where 50 visionaries from around the world will be uniting here to face everything, avoid nothing, and stand for prosperity for all in our lifetime. And one of the young men who is committed to being one of the 50 is from Kampala, Uganda. His name is Clovis Ategeka, and I might be corrected on the pronouncement of his last name there by the guest I have today, who is someone who discovered this young man online and his vision and what he was up to, and has really stood behind him in being prosperous in Uganda with his mission. So our guest today, the person we're going to be talking to, name is Michael Blomsterberg. Michael is a Master Certified Life Coach. He's an entrepreneur, author of Herapy, Deeper Than the Roots, and he's a visionary, someone who's willing to just step out and say, this shall be, and then inspire people to stand with him. We'll be talking to him about one of his humanitarian projects, actually standing for Clovis in Uganda last year and since. And so, Michael, welcome to our podcast today.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So if you would, just to start out, I actually want to get a little bit of background on you and what your story is. There are some really big ways that I see you standing for prosperity in the world. But first, if you would just give us a quick bio, a quick snapshot of who you are.
I was a hairstylist for 22 years, and in that time I really felt like I had a doctorate of listening. I had clients come into my private studio, and I just felt like the transformations that were happening in people's lives were really magical. As a hairdresser, we get to touch people. So, you know, walls would come down, barriers would dissipate, and me and my assistant, we'd really be left with, you know, the authentic, true self of the person, their essential nature. And it was really great, and I just kept saying, you know, I'd like to take this out to the rest of the world. So I retired from hair about 2 years ago and finished up my life coaching credential with Coach for Life. And I've had a lot of different life's experiences, you know. I'm 22 years sober. I'm 15 years clean from an eating disorder, 8.5 years cancer-free. There was a dissolution of a 12-year relationship that was pretty painful. Bankruptcy in my early 20s, psychological and physical abuse from my childhood. And I really learned to kind of harness all these lessons and look at the gifts that they actually were. And I've realized that the lessons that I've been able to extract from all the life's experience that I've had, I put into a book. And the book has afforded me a lot of different opportunities, lectures, seminars, workshops, coaching groups, one-on-one outreach work. You know, my company does a lot of outreach work with recovery centers and homeless shelters and the transgender community, runaway youth, Salvation Army shelters, domestic violence. And it's really a gift to get to go out and make these people feel beautiful on the outside, but really watching the transformation that happens from the inside out as they get the coaching along with the beautifying, and then seeing what happens and kind of what shifts in their life. So that's something I really love. My company was looking for something to do outside of the United States, and I was a member of ZADS, excuse me, and still am. And I ran across a gentleman by the name of Clovis Ategeka, and his story really was compelling to us. And I put together a team of four visionaries, and together we raised $33,000 last year and set him up for his NGO, which is Vision Force Uganda, in which he's teaching visionary skills, entrepreneurial spirit, leadership skills, just so many things to these kids that have done a job well done. They've gone to high school and made A's and B's. They've gone to college and done A's and B's. They've done everything that they were told they were supposed to do by society, and they're getting out of college and they're walking the streets. And I find that there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are helping with the water shortage by building more wells, and with the orphans with HIV, and the war-torn families up in, you know, northern Uganda, and I think that's fantastic, but I felt like these kids were slipping through the cracks, because these are the kids that are going to have the next generation of kids, which will have the next generation of kids, where we can really have an opportunity to intervene, not only in the quality of their life, but in the direction and the, how you say, with the direction of their life, you know, to really show them what's possible in the world. So by setting up a Vision Cafe, which is what me and my team did, I brought a camera crew and an interior designer, someone who was from Uganda, to ensure our safety and make sure that we got the best deals possible. I made sure that we did work. I did workshops, and on top of the workshops, kind of really facilitated the whole, you know, thing when we were over there. And it was just
Michael,
an extraordinary experience.
If I could just interrupt you for a moment, I just want to make sure everyone's following along. So you met Clovis online, and
yep,
you were inspired by his vision. And he was in the process of starting an internet cafe, and he was calling it the Vision Cafe. It was kind of a blend between, you know, it was a place where he could do his Vision Force Uganda work as far as education and inspiration and so forth, as well as a place where people could access the internet and the resources that he'd found online. And you found this young man online. Can you start there with what happened next?
Yeah, absolutely. I found him online, and we just started, you know, just a really kind of casual emailing back and forth. And then the more that I got to know him, you know, he was turning me on to different things that he was doing, you know, having me check out his blog, and he was sending me pictures, and, you know, he was making videotapes. And the more that I really could see how great he was, the easier and more clear my decision became to go and support that. So we started out with that, and I wanted to build a trust and make sure that I did some background work to make sure he was who he was, and I did that. That's where Moses came in, because Moses is from Uganda, and he has family over there. So I was, you know, just dotting my I's and crossing my T's and just making sure that he was who he said, and, you know, everything was, you know, okay. After that, we started raising the money. We had fundraisers. I had committed to...
And the idea behind raising the money was, what was the money for?
The money for was to support his NGO, Vision Force Uganda, where he had a place to really have... He had people coming from, you know, villages 3 and 4 hours away to listen to him speak on vision and leadership and entrepreneurial spirit. And he needed a place to house that. He needed a place and a business to be able to fund his NGO. So that's where Vision Cafe came in. So with the Internet Cafe, I felt like once we connect the Ugandans to the global social community, they won't just be fed what their government's saying, what their society is saying, what their community is teaching them. They'll have access to more knowledge and information and education, so that, you know, you will see an abundance in so many different areas of their life. You know, from these students have survived civil strife and war and disease and famine and corruption and so many things that many of us can't even begin to understand. And I knew that with this education and knowledge, by connecting them to the global social community, that would start to dissipate. And they'd start to get to make their own decisions and educate themselves and have access to the rest of the world. And I knew that that would be a strong foundation for them to really create a stronger nucleus of Vision Force Uganda. So that's why Vision Cafe was so important. We needed to make sure that they had fax machines and copy machines and at least 10 computers, a grand opening so that the press and the rest of the, you know, community knew where they were and what they were doing, finding a location that was perfect for them, which is right down from the college, so that, you know, they could be teaching computer classes as well as, you know, housing and doing the other things that they're doing for Vision Force Uganda. And we were dead spot on, because every single night we would be working up until about 6 o'clock, painting and putting furniture together and cleaning and all the stuff that we were doing. And there were at least 20 to 25 students that were there just waiting for the workshop of that night. So as they continued to have it, just watching their spirits rise was just a magical thing for us and ourselves, because we could see that what we were doing was much more than a vision cafe. It was uniting a group of people that were going to be able to create a huge transcendent difference in their country, not just their community.
And now you have a vision for going back and supporting more of these Vision Force Uganda students with helping them start their own enterprises, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, unbeknownst to me, I guess Clovis had been plugging us for quite some time. So in addition to the workshops that I led at night and the building and the constructing of Cafe in the day, I took several meetings with other entrepreneurs of Vision Force Uganda, you know, people that were wanting to start their own web design business or another Vision Cafe, or maybe they wanted to sing, or there were just so many different ideas that people had, real estate development companies, real estate development deals, people needing to get back to college because their parents have died of HIV and then their caretakers have now passed away from HIV and they're all alone and they only have really like one or two semesters left to finish. So our goal is to go back there within the next 10 months and do a couple more Vision Cafes. We already have the two students picked that we want, and that's based upon not only how they showed up when we were there, but really the relationship that we've been able to have with them as a result of us leaving. Also, it puts more of the VFU on the same playing field, which I like, so that they're networking, collaborating, brainstorming. There's just a stronger nucleus and foundation from them to build and create together. And it won't just be that, Mike. We'll be also be the people that don't want Vision Cafes. We'll be making sure that we can get those other startup businesses started as well, because I know exactly how much is needed. I now know their character, who they are, what they're committed to, what their visions are. So the last 9, 10 months of being back has been great, because it's allowed me to establish a more personal relationship with the people that are still in need of, you know, things that aren't Vision Cafes, but definitely huge visionaries that will walk along beside Clovis.
That's really exciting. And then so Clovis is committed to coming here along with one of the other Vision Force Uganda students to our Prosperity for All 2008 event, and we're looking to support him on his journey here so he can go back and take that back to Uganda and to the other students and all that. It's very exciting. And you've got a film coming out, a documentary that you recorded about your experience there, and that's called Vision Force Uganda, right?
Yeah, correct.
And that film will be out when?
We were hoping it would be out December of 2007. We're now shooting for June 2008. That's what we're shooting for. The people that are working with me on the film are basically doing it for free. I've just been really grateful that they've given me, and they're so attached to the project and believe in the project as I do, because the people that went with us couldn't come back and edit, but the people that went with us on the mission have been, instrumental in the editing process with the people that we've chosen to edit. And we've now added two of those people to our team for the next time.
Michael, you're very much to me someone who is, a visionary, very much stepping into the unknown, facing everything, avoiding nothing, standing for prosperity for all. You're the exact kind of person that we're inviting into this conversation about June and Prosperity Week and all that. And so I'd like to ask you, what does prosperity mean for you?
I think prosperity means for me harmonic wealth, which would be something that lives inside of me, which is prosperity in every area of my life, emotionally, physically, socially, mentally, spiritually, financially. And it's already knowing that I'm prosperous. It's already knowing that I'm wealthy. It's already knowing that I'm rich in every way. It's a deep-seated, abundant feeling that I have inside of me. So it's something that lives within me, not without. And coming from this place allows me to manifest even more, whether it's socially, emotionally, financially, physically, whatever that may be. So prosperity for me, it's kind of with the definition of success. Success for me is really the amount of joy and satisfaction and fulfillment I have in my life. and who I am and in what I do. That's prosperity for me. And out of that, anything else is icing on the cake. That allows me to be present in the moment, to really accept and appreciate and be right here with you in this conversation, not, you know, trying to get away from something in my past or trying to get to some attainment in my future. So that, to me, is prosperity, just being here with you and knowing that I'm rich already in every way, and that anything else that comes is just icing on the cake. There's nothing to get to anymore. There's no brass ring anymore. That's
so creating. So creating prosperity for all in our lifetime, what do you see as the key to that?
I think that's what we're doing, Mike. I think prosperity for all is really getting that we're all from the same place. There is no us and them. There is no us and then the Iraqis. We're killing our brothers. We're killing off pieces of ourselves. I know it looks like us and them. It's not. We're killing off our brothers. So what me and you are doing in the world, that is bringing prosperity to the world. It's raising the level of awareness to who we are and what's happening. That creates prosperity in the world. And that's what we're doing, raising the level of consciousness so that people can say, what if? What's possible? What's the opportunity in here? What's my accountability in this? Not what they're doing to me. How can I show up? Where can I best serve? What brings me the most peace? What best takes care of me? Where can I be of most service? It's always bringing it back to me. When Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world, that's what you're talking about. That's what that is for me. It starts with each and every one of us, and that spills on to the rest, which spills on to the rest, which creates prosperity in the world.
Well, thank you,
because
Michael.
Then we're all working together. There's no separatism. There's no hierarchy. There's no comparison to make. We're all in this together. People line up beside us, hand in hand, not above or below us, because we know who we are, what really matters, and what our truth is.
Michael, thank you for your time today, and thank you for being willing to count yourself as one who is willing to stand for prosperity for all and for all of us. And if people are looking to reach you, how can they do that?
I think the best thing, you can reach me on my phone. I own the company Hairapy, H-A-I-R-A-P-Y, and we do what I said we did earlier, and that's 323-876-3334, or my website, www.hairapy.com, or www.hairapybook.com, BOOK book.com. Those are the best ways to reach me, Mike. And thank you so much for the opportunity today. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. And for everyone listening, we invite you to comment on this podcast, leave your comments for Michael and your invitations. Tell us how you're standing for prosperity for all, and look forward to many more exciting podcasts as we continue on this journey standing for prosperity. Bye-bye.